Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you on Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh with you here on Sports Grid, joined now by Joe Maddon as we turn our attention to the NHL playoffs, where we have a new series beginning in Florida, the Panthers and the Bruins. Joe, a very important one in the Eastern Conference, which looks like it could be in for a great round overall.
Yeah, absolutely. Super excited for this round to kick off here in round two. All of these positions solidified. And the Boston Bruins, you know, they pushed it to the very wire overtime versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. They were lucky to get out of there alive, but they've come through now meeting up with the Florida Panthers. This is going to be quite the series between these two, Kevin.
It absolutely is. But, Joe, I think it would be appropriate before we get to this game one breakdown to talk a little Rangers Hurricanes, because you were one of the few people I heard saying, hey, listen, the Rangers are being doubted a little bit with some of this game one series price, numbers here that we were seeing. And the Rangers came out and attacked early, a 3-1 lead, a 3-1 lead at the end of the first period, and a 4-3 final. The Rangers now slight favorites to win that series. What did you take away from the opener at Madison Square Garden?
Oh, my God. Firstly, it was absolutely fantastic out there on the ice. Both of these teams with that rest came out so phenomenally fast and strong, but the defenses were getting those block shots as well. So if you are riding any shots on goal prop, that had to hurt in that game because those block shots left, right, and center. But offensively, these teams really stepping up. Now, looking at the rest of the series ahead of us, am I expecting that fast pace in the first period? I still am. I'm expecting both of these teams to really try to push the limits in that first period and then continue to lock down in the second and third, as we saw in that first game. I still do think the Rangers have the upper hand. You look at them, those shots that they were able to get by Frederik Andersen in game one were stellar shots on him, nice high danger shots. And Frederik Andersen, even a couple through that five hole that he just didn't see coming. So I really do think the Rangers have every ability to take the series. I would take them, if you already don't have a bet on them, to take the series. And I'm going to take them here in game two. That's coming in at minus 102 right now on the money line game two. You look at the last time these two teams matched up in the playoffs. It was two seasons ago, Kevin. What we saw in that was a home team win every single game except for game seven. Now, that was in Carolina, and the Rangers were able to win that game seven. I really do think this series goes deep. I think Carolina can win on their home ice. I think the Rangers win on their own home ice, and we have the same result. This one could go all the way to seven with the Rangers getting the win again.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch that one play out. And the winner of that series will play the winner of Florida and Boston. The Panthers are favored to win this series, Joe. We'll start with the big picture prices. Anything series long catching your attention here with the Panthers and the Bruins?
Yeah, series long, I'm looking at the Florida Panthers to be able to take this series. Now, I don't think it's going to be easy. I think this one is in six or seven. I prefer the number of six. I really do think Boston's going to pick up a couple wins, but I don't see that's thrashing this two game seven. So Boston, you got to remember, is coming off such a hard fought series versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. It was so physical. It was so hard hitting. I really do think they will struggle down the stretch here with the Florida Panthers. So it's Florida for me in this one in six.
Yeah, I think that the length of these series, with, again, just the way some of the prices have suggested here, the Hurricanes and the Panthers, a lot of people believe, are on a collision course. So it's up to the Rangers, despite winning that President's Trophy, or the Boston Bruins with all their pedigree, to upset the apple cart here. And I'm curious if you think that could happen here tonight, Joe, with Boston and Florida. I'm on Boston in this game. I can expand a little bit as to the why in a few moments, but I want your takes here for game number one with these two teams taking the ice.
This is going to be an epic battle out there on the ice. And I really did take away a lot from looking at the Rangers and the Hurricanes last night. These two teams having that rest, they didn't show that rust, especially in that first period. And I really do think Florida can come out the same way in this. They've been keeping a close eye on the round one series between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins. They've been watching how the Bruins have been playing. And I do think this could be a letdown spot for the Bruins. You know, they're coming off that big high on Saturday, overtime win. And now it's just it's Monday, actually, Kevin. I feel like it's Tuesday that they're turning around to play here again. So I think it's too short of time. I think the league really should have kept this game till tomorrow and given Boston one more day to prepare here, because the Florida Panthers are going to come in so rested. Now, a lot of people say that could equal rust. I'm just not seeing it with this team. They've got all the playmakers, and I'm looking mainly at Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky has been so absolutely phenomenal in net for the Florida Panthers. We saw him versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. He absolutely stood on his head in some of those games. The Tampa Bay Lightning are so strong offensively. We know they had one of the best power plays overall in the league in the regular season, and Bobrovsky was able to just take all of those shots and really get phenomenal wins there for his team. So looking at the Bruins, I think a little bit of a letdown on the offensive side of things. Florida is so strong on defense. And then offensively, you got to think Sam Reinhart, Matthew Tkachuk, Verhaeghe, they come out here phenomenally strong, make a statement in this first period. So I'm looking for the goal in the first 5 minutes. Could it come from Boston? Mm-hmm. It absolutely could with their momentum off of game one. I just really do think it probably comes from the Florida Panthers. So I'm going to take the Florida Panthers on the puck line in the first period, laying the half a goal. That's okay. At plus 150. And the goal in the first 5 minutes at plus 197.
So I will say this. In no way is this one of these, and it's probably never going to happen with hockey, going to bang the table and be like, Joe, you're crazy. Panthers are going to get killed. That's not the scenario we have here. But there is one thing that caught my eye, which was Boston swept Florida in the regular season. Now, in typical Boston fashion, they were all incredibly close games, but that has to count for something. But it's also the Bruins series, and I think, again, it's so fascinating how teams can leave series despite winning in negative fashions. We just talked about this with Coach and the Indiana Pacers. They won in six. They were like, ah, Pacers weren't impressive, right? The Knicks should be able to run this team. The Boston Bruins won two out of the three games against Toronto. But I think, Joe, because the Maple Leafs have that playoff stink around them and the Bruins have this pedigree, people are like, ah, you know what? Get rid of the Bruins. I can't believe they let Toronto hang around. But if Boston has shown an ability to beat Florida and to win on the road, and we're getting around better than plus 140 for a money line here, I'm going to take my chances. I think what's going to be interesting is, do the Bruins play that faster, looser version of hockey that we saw early in the series against Toronto? Or, Joe, will it look the way all these final few games did, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1 against Toronto? Because we saw the series for Florida against Tampa Bay all had five goals or more.
Yeah, this one, I really do think we're going to see the goals coming in here. I think the defense will be tired here for the Boston Bruins, and Swayman's going to be peppered by the Florida Panthers. I think the goals are coming, and I could see Boston hitting Bobrovsky fast, because we saw the goaltenders. We had fantastic goaltenders last night, the Rangers versus the Carolina Hurricanes, with Frederik Andersen and Igor Shesterkin. Those goaltenders, the goals that they let in, just weren't at the same level. So Bobrovsky with the same sort of rest, you've got to think a couple of goals can go in early for the Boston Bruins as well before he really settles into things. So I could see the goals in this. I completely understand the plus money with the Boston Bruins. You know, during the regular season, if you were getting the Boston Bruins at plus 136 in any situation, you were jumping on them. So I completely understand your reasoning. I just can't fade the Florida Panthers with how strong this team has been overall.
And again, it certainly could go that way. I thought there was enough value there on Boston to give him a shot at a plus 142 price. Time will tell. But we got to get to this baseball board, which already has a number of games underway. I was telling Joe, I thought today was Tuesday. I was going to make some Dinger Tuesday selections. The question is, do I still make those same bets on a Monday? We'll try and find the answer, and we'll try and figure out what to do with the Walker Buehler return game that happens tonight against the Miami Marlins. Run line, which way? We'll break that down next right here on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's baseball time. I got to tell you, a little behind the scenes, it does not matter how big the NBA is. It doesn't matter how big the NHL is. The crew here loves their baseball. I'm here in Francisco Lindor, Padres, Cole Reagans, Jack Flaherty, all day. It's all I hear. Let's hear a little more baseball. That's from Joe Maddon. Joe, it is a really interesting board. There's a lot that's already underway. Curious, of any of the games that are already happening, is there any action that you're following?
Yeah, absolutely. In all of these games, I've got something going on. I was looking at the Detroit Tigers with Jack Flaherty coming out to go over his strikeouts. Now his numbers, he's been able to get those Ks on the board. I think he has 50 already. So I did take him over the 5.5 strikeouts. I was a little surprised. We were getting plus money at plus 112. And I like this game to the under. So right now we're seeing that one tied 1-1 at the top of the fifth, hoping this game still stays under the 7.5 that it closed at live right now, 6.5, Kevin. I still like it to stay under that. I looked at the Angels in the first five on the money line here versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. I really did think they had the ability to get the win in the first five. I wanted to take them for the full game, but I just can't trust their bullpen and Anderson getting the start for them. I thought he could do enough here versus Mitch Keller in the first five. And then the Chicago White Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays, I took that one to the over. That live number is 7.5 at plus 110 to the over. It's scoreless here, but it's still only the top of the second. I do expect the runs to come between these two teams, the Chicago White Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays. You know you can always count on the Rays for those runs. And the White Sox, the last time they faced Tampa, they did take two of the three, I believe, and they were able to put those runs on the board. So kind of leaning on the Chicago White Sox as well here, Kevin.
And you can always count on Joe to be involved in the games. I had no idea. There was a chance you're like, nah, not really. Nope, never the case. Always involved. You got to respect it there with Joe Maddon. All right, Joe, let's get into some of the games that have not started just yet. Really interesting one in Minnesota as the Red Hot Twins saw their streak snapped by the Boston Red Sox. It's a potential bounce back spot, but they're home dogs with Luis Castillo going for the Seattle Mariners. What do you like in this game?
Yeah, this is hard because I wanted to find a way to take the Twins, but with Wood Richardson coming out here, I just don't know how much I trust him. Luis Castillo, on the other hand, for the Seattle Mariners, I have the faith in him. 3-4 on the season with a 3.46 ERA. I think he can come out strong enough. He's had a couple of hot starts his last couple. That ERA has really dropped down in the last three to a 2.86. And I think this is a short price on the Seattle Mariners. I know the Twins want to bounce back here. I know how phenomenally hot they've been. But I think we're in for a couple of letdown games, and this being one of them tonight. I just think it's too good of a price here on the Seattle Mariners, Kevin. So I'll take them on the money line.
You know, it's so funny. I went into the game thinking, all right, Twins, home dog, streak snapped. The more I looked at it, the more I thought Mariners as well. I backed off of the game, but Joe, I absolutely see the vision there. What about the Mets on the road here against the St. Louis Cardinals with an interesting Kyle Gibson-Shamania matchup?
I'm tempted to take the Mets on the reverse run line here, laying 1.5, and you're getting that right around the plus 170 mark. I will take them straight up on that money line at plus 112. Manea has been strong, 1-1 on the season with a 3.07 ERA. And I really do think with the bullpen here of the Mets, they can have their way over the Cards. The Cards starting Gibson in this one, his ERA is sitting just under 4 at a 3.79. It's Mets all day for me for a nice big win in this. So money line, you're still getting plus money. But if you want to sprinkle on the reverse, run line laying 1.5 at plus 170-ish, Kevin, I think it's worth it.
All right, so potential some reverse run line there, bringing the plus money in. Some plus money as well, Joe, with the Athletics at home tonight against the Texas Rangers.
It's so tempting to take the A's every single game with how hot they have been as of late. And this is one I have to look at them. Alex Wood getting the start and Heaney coming out here for the Texas Rangers. We know both of these pitchers you can't really trust. They've got high ERAs here. But I look at the Texas Rangers and their struggles versus lefties. And I really do think the A's in the first five is exactly where you need to look. You're getting plus money on them in the first five as well. They're at home. That's coming in at plus 112. And Kevin, like I said, this team has been rolling hot as of late. They're now sitting 9-10 at home on the season, 17-18. The A's are on their run of the year. It's not going to last forever. So I'm grabbing them now, that first five on the money line.
Who would have ever thought that at any point this season the A's would be tempting? But they are. They've been playing great baseball, and they are a win away from getting right back up to 500. All right, Joe, so I think the Dodgers game's fascinating because Walker Buehler has not pitched in nearly 2 years. 2022 June, I believe, is the last time we saw Walker Buehler, and he's a minus 330 favorite against the Marlins tonight. How do you feel about this Walker Buehler return? Are you backing him in any way specifically?
No, I'm not. I can't trust either of the pitchers getting the start here today for either of these teams. Walker Buehler, while he hasn't started since June of 2022, we know he's done his rehab. He's gone through everything, and he should be ready to come out. But the Dodgers starting him here versus Miami is showing me their lack of confidence in him. I don't think starting him against a Miami team is a position where they think he's going to come out phenomenally strong or be able to go deep in this one. So I'm looking at this one. I'm looking at what I can trust. What can I trust with the Dodgers? Well, it's their ability to get these runs on the board. Their team is so strong offensively. I'm just going to play it safe. Take them over 5.5 runs in this one. You're getting plus money at plus 106. The majority of the time you normally can get the Dodgers at over 4.5, but I think they easily clear the 5.5 in this one, Kevin. I just don't trust either of the starting pitchers. I think you can look at Will Smith, too. You can look at him to record 2+ bases in this at plus 105. He's on a day's rest, the last two games on a day's rest. He's also been able to get that home run on the board. That's coming in at plus 520. I'll definitely be betting that tonight.
Absolutely love the trend there. Excellent stuff, as always. Joe Madden, appreciate it. Best of luck with the baseball and the hockey as well.
Thanks, Kevin. You too.
Fantastic stuff. I will say the Dodgers-Marlins game is going to provide my MLB play of the day. We are betting a run line. Perhaps you can tell by the tone of my voice which run line we are betting. Oh, the faders will be out. That's okay. We're going to have some fun. That's okay. That's okay. We still like what we're seeing here. We're going to throw a couple of other baseball picks on the board as we're live with you. It's Game Time Decisions on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Baseball picks are on the board. We just added a few more. Sometimes, this is what happens with me in baseball. It's very interesting. Sometimes, real reserved, just the play of the day. Other times, seeing the board. Hope to be seeing the board. So let's go through your additional sizzles before we get to the play of the day. Mets cards, a lot of juice in this game. Give me J.D. Martinez over the 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, minus 115. Give me Paul Goldschmidt, same prop, minus 130, over the 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Taking Corey Seager, plus 110, over a half of a run scored. And I'm on the Padres' money line at Wrigley Field tonight. You Darvish, little bounce-back spot after the Diamondbacks cleaned them up. Now, Miami Marlins against Walker Buehler. Marlins plus 2.5, minus 125. Look, being able to get plus 2.5 is not a common thing. Now, it is only there for a reason. I 100% understand that. But what we have is Roddy Munoz, a young pitcher going for Miami, who so far is off to a really nice start. What if the kid's a stud? The Marlins, we know that they've been able to churn out some good pitching prospects. Perhaps they have one here in Munoz. The unknown. For Walker Buehler, we don't know what he's going to be either. He could be incredible. He could no-hit the Marlins through five. I'm not telling you I'd be stunned by that. They might light him up. It's his first real start in 2 years. Minus 330. That's just an outrageous number. Now, you might argue this is the best team and worst, the best team in the National League against the worst team in the National League, but I'm going to take my chances here on 2.5 runs with so many question marks going into this game at minus 125. There's a part of me that wanted to just sprinkle the money line here, and you certainly could if you'd like, but the play of the day is the Miami Marlins plus 2.5 runs against the Los Angeles Dodgers at minus 125. Let's reset the NBA because very soon we will tip off the series between the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers. This line looks like it'll be closing plus 6 Pacers, total at 217. And I am on the Indiana Pacers team total over 105.5. The Pacers hit this number. Not just this number, but they scored 120-plus in 4 out of 6 against the Bucks. The Bucks are not as good defensively as the New York Knicks. I understand that. But that's the level we're talking about here. The Pacers' offensive struggles, I think, perhaps maybe a tick overstated due to a rough start in that series, another down game that they had in Game 5, and Halliburton not being anywhere near the all-star level that got him the starting spot in that game, got him on Team USA, lit up the in-season tournament. I get all that. But Halliburton can bounce back. He can. I think Halliburton's been gaining confidence throughout this postseason. And the Knicks, if they throw OG Anunoby on him, okay, that can certainly present some issues. But if not, I think Halliburton's going to be able to get loose. Brunson's not a defender. Dante DiVincenzo, Deuce McBride, solid enough, but I think Halliburton can start to get the rhythm. His points prop, Halliburton, at the 17.5 number, it is tempting, but I'm taking a longer shot on Halliburton to lead this game in threes at plus 420. Let's just do a little market-by-market comparison. We'll talk to Dave Sharapan, by the way, in just a little bit about where some of these things check in. First of all, to lead this series in made threes on FanDuel is plus 240. So I bet Halliburton to lead tonight's game in made threes, and I bet that at plus 420. If Halliburton does not cash my ticket tonight, I should be getting a better piece of value than on Halliburton to lead the series. That is where this bet was born from, because I think Halley should be the favorite. Ironically enough, Halliburton is not the favorite over Dante DiVincenzo on FanDuel, but he is the favorite on DraftKings to lead the series. He's also the favorite on DraftKings to lead the game at plus 170. Listen, if this Halliburton bet wins, amazing. I think it has a great chance to. I think his volume is more guaranteed than anybody else's in the game. I expect 10-plus attempts from Halliburton. When he shoots it 10 or more times from three, 17-game sample size, almost 12 attempts per game at more than 5 makes per night. You can play the Halliburton number straight. But one book's going plus 170. The other's going plus 420. I'm going to take the plus 420, take that edge that I'm being offered here by FanDuel, and see if Halliburton can rocket ship through the made three-point prop tonight here as we get set for Knicks Pacers, a very important series in the Eastern Conference where both teams are being priced as if they will give Boston their biggest challenge in the conference finals. That is, if Boston is there, of course. We'll talk to Consig next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh, joined by Dave Sharapan, the one and only, the Consig. Consig, it's going to tip off soon, so talk to me. Knicks Pacers, what are you hearing? What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Steam, steam, steam on the New York Knicks. The Knickerbockers basketball. It's all about them tonight. Heard you talking about the three prop. I like it. I see what you're doing. And, you know, we're making lines during a commercial break on some other things. But yeah. Makes perfect sense to play the Knicks. K-Dub, is this going to be a long series? I think this is a long series. I think this is a 6 or 7 banger.
Yeah, I don't think that's wrong. If I didn't play it, here's what I'll tell people right now with some of the series prices. Mm-hmm. I am being pulled on whether I want to bet to win or bet to hedge. Like, I think there's value on Pacers minus a game and a half alt spread, plus 330.
What?
Because, well, think about it, though, Dave, right? Is that really crazy? If they
Pacers
take one of the first
five?
Two and protect.
That's Pacers
no,
in
minus
five.
A game and a half. No, that's no minus a game and a half is Pacers in six. That number's a little wonky with what we've seen from a lot of these pricings for road teams to win in six. The books have been really protecting themselves from that stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know what I mean? It's kind of the home court. So plus 330, I thought that was an interesting number. But I think if I like that bet now, I have to like the Pacers to win tonight. Otherwise, it's a dumb bet. Or not a dumb bet, but it's not going to win. And I think tonight, the one thing I trust is the Pacers offense more than the result. I'm on a Pacers team total here, Dave, as opposed to being on a Pacers spread. So because of that, I'm going to let a lot of those series numbers go, and I think there could be some juice to be had once we let a game settle in.
No, that makes sense. I think the total's interesting tonight. There's a lot of push on the over. The game has juice, not just because it's in Madison Square Garden and it's the Knicks. I think you just said it. The thing that looks like you can trust the most is absolutely the Indiana Pacers offense. I told you before, I went and got all the merch at the shop for the Knicks.
Right.
These guys put it on me. This is a running thing. Thank you, Frankie, for
Looks
making
ridiculous.
This happen. I got the jersey, the foam finger, and a hat. This is setting up for – I think this is bringing back the days of the Pacers and the Knicks with Reggie Miller and John Starks and all that stuff for me. This is going to be a back and forth. Are you concerned from the Knicks standpoint of the lack of a deep rotation, K-Dub? That's what everybody's talking about. They've used a lot of guys with a lot of minutes and had a pretty, I think, tough series against the Sixers. I don't know if it was six games is long enough. Are you concerned about the lack of a bench for the Knicks?
Yes. I was concerned about it against Philly, and just because they got through Philly doesn't mean these things don't matter. Ultimately, when you play guys playoff minutes in the regular season, it becomes difficult to go up a level. So it's on the Knicks to drag everyone down to these low, 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 low scoring games, because then they can always stay in striking distance. The Pacers scored 120 in 4 out of 6 against the Bucks. The Knicks never hit 120 in the series against the Sixers.
Whew.
That matters.
Yeah.
Now, different defenses, different opponents.
Correct.
I'm aware of that. But it's one of those things where I'm not right now in love with the setup here for the Knicks, but I'm just going to trust that Pacers offense. And I'm going to let that go and let that run. Because if the Knicks tonight get into a free-flowing series and have home court advantage, hot three-point shooting, they could score 120. I don't think they'll do it over the course of a series, though.
Is this a correlation thing for you when you look at this game? I was looking at it this morning. If you like Pacers, do you like over? And if you like Knicks, do you like under? Is that one of those kind of things that do you necessarily draw that? Because, you know, we're going to talk about the hockey in a little while here. And a lot of times tonight, you know, you got me all excited today when you reached out via the text. I've been chomping at the bit for the hockey part of this segment.
Yep.
but this might have that type of correlation to people to get to the window. You know, Pacers offense over, Knicks defense under. I don't know if you can make that necessarily like lock type, you know, assumption, but I think a lot of people will.
I agree. And so funny, man. I'll be honest with you, Dave. And I'm not going to say that I haven't said things like that. Mm-hmm. I hate things like that.
Uh-huh.
I hate it. If you parlay Pacers and over, it pays out less than Pacers and under. Which doesn't even make sense. Like, taking a dog in a lower scoring game is supposed to be more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But so, one, the books are ready for it. But two, I just think sometimes things like that are staring people so directly in the face, I have no choice but to root against it. Like, ah, I'll tell you this right now. If the Pacers score 100, they're losing this game. What if the Knicks scored 97? They did it a bunch of times against the Sixers. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I I know why you're bringing it up. I'm not even saying you're wrong to bring it up. I'm telling you the books are ready for it, and I'm rooting against it. Let's do Nuggets-Timberwolves. Because I did send you a text about the hockey, and I want to keep pushing it off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Here's what caught my attention. Yep. You know, I try and usually just look at the FanDuel and the DK odds because they're the two primaries out here.
Mm-hmm.
One book flipped Minnesota to the favorite in the West. Another book did not.
Yes.
What do you make of that, and what are you seeing out there for any of those futures markets?
It's a good discussion. It's a good debate. And after they won Saturday night, it was, with me, how much of a favorite do you make Minnesota? Not do you make them a favorite. It was, they are a favorite. So you got to be careful how big you make it, because you're going to give somebody a free shot on the Nuggets at plus money. Yeah. Now comes out that Gobert's not playing. Maybe, maybe not, but likely not.
Yeah.
So the line steams up. Yeah. Denver goes to 7 out here in the desert, still sitting at 7 right now, which leads me to believe that he's probably not going to play, which means Denver most likely win this game. And now we got a series price that I think is pick 'em, K-Dub. Minnesota going home split was exactly what we talked about last week here on this show. That was the most likely scenario. And the series price would reflect that. I think it makes it a dead pick 'em, because the next likely scenario is that they split the games in Minnesota and we got a 3-game series with Denver at home.
Which is funny, though, because that number, right?
Yep.
Of Minnesota booked as the favorite to win the series won't be true if Denver wins tonight, despite everybody thinking, okay, well, Denver won't lose the first two at home. I always find that very interesting, just the way those numbers, the series prices, have to move. I mentioned the somewhat interest I had in betting the Pacers minus a game and a half. The Nuggets bet I have interest in, despite not fully believing in them, is Denver in 5 at 8-1.
Wow.
But it's if they're supposed to win tonight, right?
Yep.
Well, the number goes down to what? 6? Maybe less? It moves.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
It was plus 360 before the series started. So, it move, right?
Yeah, probably
and
between 5 and 550.
And if they take game 3...
Yeah.
If they take game 3...
Oh, hello. Hello.
Well, now all of a sudden,
hello.
Okay. So now, but there's different ways to attack Denver, like Jamal Murray. Talk to hockey next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions, we're back right here. By the way, the Jamal Murray bets are not a mystery, so in case you're tuning in, I don't want to leave people in full suspense. I'm on him to score 30 at plus 500. I think it's a really, I think it's a more than fair number. Of his six 30-point games last postseason, four of those came at home, two of those at home against Minnesota. I know it's not a carbon copy, same team, but if you looked at last game, Jamal had zero at half, 17 he finished with. So that means we're on pace. Jamal Murray has to stop with the slow starts, specifically. So I think if we can get Jamal Murray to give us, it's going to sound ridiculous, but he can give us 20 in the first half.
Oh.
And then we just walk it downhill from there. I'll tell you this. I'd love a Jamal Murray first half prop, but we're on the 30-plus at plus 500, and we're looking to get in the mix. Consig, hockey.
Yes, sir.
Bruins, Panthers. You want me to go first, or you want to go first?
Oh, no, you go first. You talk to the hockey guy.
All right. Whoa. Yeah, so here is as much as I will tell people. There's a guy in my circle that some guys you trust, and other guys, if you hear what you're looking for, you know it's time to zag right on them.
Get to the window.
I'm enjoying the hockey. Had the over in the Canes Rangers game. You and I talked that out quite a bit yesterday.
Thank you.
Dave
yes,
was there
sure.
with us on the weekend Game Time Decisions. So I just want to stick with it, right? I've enjoyed the hockey this season. It has been fun.
Yes.
So I saw Panthers Bruins. I said, I think I like Boston to steal the game. I'm Ooh, thinking they're going to be okay. counted out by everybody. Swept the regular season. Rest versus rust. We always do this debate. But I need to check. I need to check. So the text goes down. Panthers, Bruins, thoughts? I always send it in a group chat. You never make it obvious.
Correct.
Oh, first reply comes from someone respected. Panthers. Better win game one, or it's going to be a long series for them. So I thought that was an interesting insight. If they lose tonight, they could be in some trouble. So that was from respected. But now from the source.
Uh-oh.
Long series for who, LOL. Panthers going to wax them. Bruins didn't play well all series, and the goalie is banged up. Panthers in five, maybe six if bees are lucky. Look at the glasses. Dave, little Beantown love?
Wow. I had to put the listening glasses on. When the guy comes in to chat, that's strong.
That's strong.
Okay? Very strong. Now, I don't know where he got the information, okay? It's reliable information. The move has come already on the Bruins out here on the desert. It's 10 cents off the market. Someone likes the Bruins. I'm not sure who it is. Just like in The Godfather when Hyman asked, you never ask who gave the order. I don't know who made the play. I don't know.
Right.
But I know they're on the Bruins. Now, all of that being said, K-Dub, the Bruins were 4-0 against the Panthers this season. Okay,
yes.
I don't know how much you want to take that into account. I kind of dismiss it because I don't know who played goal. I didn't go back and look, but I believe Allmark was in net multiple times. Okay, Swayman was magical. Swayman. Really, Boston did get outplayed in a lot of those minutes against the Maple Leafs, especially in the last three games. And my heart goes out to Cam Stewart and all of you Toronto fans who continue to just be disappointed every spring. Cannot beat the Bruins. All that being said, I like Florida tonight in the game, but I also like it over. Okay?
Interesting.
The trend, the same thing we talked about yesterday, is that natural inclination, another under. Swayman can't be beat, blah, 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 blah. I think the game goes the direction of Florida scores first. Boston probably answers. First period, probably over.
Okay.
Then the game continues with juice. If the refs want to be a part of the game tonight and call power plays, call penalties to cause power plays, game's going over. Might be over by the beginning of the third period.
And let me tell you this. This is one of those games. 2-0 Panthers. That shiny plus 600 Boston bet. Just leave it alone. Don't worry about it. Not our night. It's all right. Not our night. But can I tell you this, Dave? And there's a reason. I don't always send that text out. A lot of times I wait for it to come to me.
Absolutely.
But there was a chance the Texans was going to say, Bruins swept him in the regular season. We got to take the Bruins. And when
that's what I was hoping for.
And we got the total opposite. So.
Right. And maybe this guy's getting the good information. Maybe it's flipped. You got to be very careful. This is what happens in the postseason. All the favorites won in the postseason, in the NHL, and then in the basketball, all of them except the Suns.
Listen
won.
To me.
Everybody's very healthy right now. Pockets are full.
Can I tell you? I'll tell you this. At the Rangers yesterday, won with the Rangers, okay? You know that. That's how that's going to go all postseason until, right?
Yes. Yes.
The one thing we have going against us is the Panthers' ticket hasn't been sent. Like, Panthers' puck line is what I've been waiting to see. It probably doesn't get sent. And that'll
not tonight.
And that'll. So it'll end up being like the I was right but made no money off of it situation. But if I'm telling this right now, like, I'm ready for the head-to-head. I'm ready to box. Yeah. I'm ready to rock and roll if that's the situation we get to. Let me ask you, heartbreak in Vegas? Tough loss. Great game.
Yeah, listen, that was a great series, and it came down to just one. I mean, if Eichel hits it in, they probably win. And he misses the empty net kind of thing. And Otter was amazing. Hill was amazing. Yes, it's a bummer. I mean, like, my kids were like, oh, I guess hockey season's over. I'm like, we're just getting started. But for the locals, it's everybody's at it, you know what happens. You're used to it in New York when your team loses. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody's kind of bummed out. Like, really, it's over? Yeah. What? What'd I say? What?
Well, you know what's funny about that? I naturally got offended, but everyone knows, like, I'm the bad New Yorker, right? Jets lose, Giants. None of that bothers. I'm not an Eagle fan. Knicks lose. I probably was betting the other side. It's a good day at the house. This stuff doesn't bother
you
me.
You get it. That's why I can say it. Yeah.
Now, we got to ask about the baseball, because the Walker Buehler price is really interesting. That's next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, Game Time Decisions. JD Martinez walks with a base open but a man on second. I mean, who's that helping? Who's that helping? Not me. It's all right. Early 14-13 lead for the Knicks. The Pacers have made their threes. That's what's kind of keeping things afloat here. We'll see how things continue to trend. But, Consig, I didn't get any baseball thoughts out of you. So what do you like here before you get on your way?
Well, I got this one here. I'm wearing the Cubs stuff, you know, because the Cubs, arguably – best team in the NL Central. I think most people would agree with that. Even my friend Gio, who's listening to the show right now, he's a big fan of yours. He's driving in California. Just sent me a text and said, this K-Dub is tremendous.
Thank you, sir.
Steal, one earned run, 12 and a third innings pitch versus the Padres in his career. That included one loss or one win. Padres lost Sunday. Streaky team, to say the least. That ended a four-game winning streak, which prior to that, they had a five-game losing streak. So multiple times have they done this. What happens extends another game to another game.
Okay.
And I like Steele today. Coming back, first start back off of the injury on opening day. So be cautious with it. But Darvish is coming back too, off an injury. So, you know, we were on that. I was very surprised by the Pirate number today. Pirates are leading 4-0 in the sixth. Yeah, so that's been pretty good. Keller against bad teams, good. Keller against good teams, bad. But you mentioned it, this Dodger number. I mean, the Dodger stuff all came out today. I mean, I even broke it out today. I stopped at see a guy about a thing and saw the American Lock and Key, locksmith. Mm. The guy even had a play. He said, Dodgers aren't losing. I said, of course, they just swept the Braves. So, I mean, how do you touch the Marlins? You want to take the dog. You want to take a run and a half. Not for me. No. I mean, every book in the world, You're taking two? Two?
Two and a half. Two and a half. We'll take the okay. Two and a half.
That
minus 125.
Do. That's all it costs? That's
not
a
bad.
Good number.
Pretty good.
That's a good number. That is a bet. I like that. See? You're zigging when they're zagging, K-Dub. Hockey guy, all of it. Now you're on the dog in the baseball. Late night sweat. Will you be awake when this game's over?
100%. 100%.
Can't even make a price for that because, like, I know, like, DRS, long asleep. DRS won't even see the first pitch of this game.
No way.
10-10.
No way.
Right? No chance.
Halftime of Knicks Pacers is the DRS prop with heavy juice to the no. He's not getting there, man. He's not getting there. It's all right. Hey, that's all right.
He's
we love the guy.
Be awake for
but
the
he's not getting
half
there.
Play on the game. Come on.
I'm not sure he makes it through the first half. You know what I mean? He's waking up checking the phone. How Dante DiVincenzo do? That's all.
What about the hottest team in baseball? Oakland A's against Texas.
With this A's. I got Corey Seager to record a run. You good
Fair.
With that? Plus 110.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're a home dog. Right. Won all the games last week except Sunday. Against Haney on the wood, that's the play.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Little A's love. Little A's Get love. Look at this. Not bad. All right, Consig. We'll talk tomorrow. Appreciate it. As always, catch Dave Sharapan coming up on In-Game Live here on Sports Grid Monday style with plenty to break down on that baseball board. The NBA already in the mix and the NHL set to begin. Bruins, Panthers. Any picks for me that have not started yet? Just mention it. Marlins plus 2.5 as we are in the mix there. Look, Walker Buehler, if he comes back, throws a no-hitter, good for him. All right? But he's a question mark, and this kid Munoz is a question mark as well. But I'm not in baseball. We're laying 2.5 against double question marks. That's not how we play it. So we'll take those 2.5 runs and get in the mix. If you play the over, I don't mind it, though. I don't mind that at all. 8.5 is that number. I've also got the Bruins tonight, plus 142, as we're going to try and zag on people there. Rest versus rust. Let's just go with a little bit more pedigree for the Boston Bruins after the battle-tested series that they just had to play up against the Florida Panthers. NBA-wise, if Gobert is in over 2.5 points first quarter, I'm already on the bet. I'm just saying it's only relevant if he's in. Our plus 500 sizzle, though, baby. Jamal Murray for 30-plus points at home. Game number 2, step-up spot against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm Kevin Walsh. That's Game Time Decisions. Keep it here. In-Game Live is next on Sports Grid.